We are up to Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi Hei in the halachas of Rosh Hashanah. No, Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis. We're up to Siv Gimel. Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis. We're up to Siv Gimel. Lo Yasiach, Lo Hatokeya, Velo Hatzibur, Bein Tkiyas Shem Yushel, Tkiyas Shem Umad. Since the bracha is made at the very beginning of the Tkiyas to Meyushev, the ones that are said before Musaf, and that same bracha is supposed to cover the Tkiyas of that are said with Chazaras Hashatz, so you're not supposed to speak until the end of the Tkiyas altogether. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's obvious that during the Tkiyas one should not be speaking, and one should make sure that he also doesn't make any noise either. For example, don't clear your throat during the Tkiyas because you're going to be disturbing other people's ability to hear the Tkiyas. Also, of course, within the Tkiyas themselves, that means between one set of Tkiyas and the other, one doesn't speak either. Further, says the Rama, Miyu b'inyin ha-tkiyas v'atfilas ein hefsik. However, between the Tkiyas to Me'umen and the Tkiyas to Me'yushev, all the davening that we do, the piyutim and the davening, that is certainly not a hefsik. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Derech Chaim, that one should not be mafsik with tefillis until he finishes the very first entire set of tkiyas, meaning all the tkiyas to Me'yushev. Which means that based on this, the different yihiratzins that are printed in the machzorim between the sets of tkiyas, one should not say, or Mishnah Berurah says one could say it, but should not say it bepeh. He should not vocalize it. And only say the Yiratzin after all of the Tkiyas to Me'yushev. V'imsach dvarim b'teilim, ein tzarech l'achzor l'varech. Whereas, once he's already begun the mitzvah, if he was mafsik between the Tkiyas to Me'yushev and the Tkiyas to Me'umad, even dvarim b'teilim, b'dievet, he doesn't have to make a brach over again, because it's all one mitzvah. The exception is if somebody, and it's not really an exception, but it's another halacha, if someone speaks between Shvarim and Teruah, the halacha is that he's not Yotze, and we'll have to hear that particular set all over again. Vein Sarach Lomer, says the Mechaber, Shlo Yasichu Bein Bracha the Tkiyas, when you make the bracha of the Shema Kol Shofar and the Shechianu, and then afterwards the first Tkiyas, there you're certainly not allowed to be mafsik. Imlo b'inyin atkiyas, except for something to do with the tkiyas. So this everybody asks on. The halachi is that although b'dieved, if it was me'inyin atkiyas, it's not a hefsik, l'chatchili you're not allowed to. And the answer is, we're talking about a case where he needs another shofar, for example, in order to blow. If somebody was mafsik, if it was me'inyin atkiyas, then the halachi is it's not a hefsik. If it was me'inyin tfilah, between the bracha and the tkiyas, there he would have to say the bracha over again. It's only between tkiyah and tkiyah, between the tkiyas to Me'yushev and the tkiyas to Me'umid, that tfilah is not considered a hefsik. But between the bracha and the tkiyas, it is considered a hefsik. Siv Dalid. Ze shetokeya kashen yoshvim tokeya al seyda habrachas. The one that blows for the tkiyas to yeshiva also blows the tkiyas to Me'umid. Hagol, and the reason is, hamaskel b'mitzvah lo gemar. Says the Rama, "Umi yuena ma'akav, that is not liyikuva v'yochel acher litkoa. Someone else is allowed; it can also be tokea. Ella sheroy lasas came ukvakasafti liel. The right thing is that only one person should blow, unless the minhag is to separate the tkiyas. Where it's known in that kehillah that one does the tkiyas to Me'yushev, a different one does the tkiyas to Me'umid. Since that's the way it was accepted to begin with, there's no problem whatsoever."